Have you seen what the new home builders are offering buyers this month? It is super crazy what you can get. While most of the homes are pretty straightforward with their contracts, terms, and offerings, all are so different. On this episode of the Bear With Me podcast, we're going to go over the 9 questions that home buyers should be asking when buying new construction. Thank you, and welcome to the latest episode of the Bear With Me podcast. I am Robert Ott, your favorite RE/MAX North San Antonio realtor, and on this episode, we are talking new construction. And I'm going to share with you the 9 questions that every buyer's agent should be asking when buying a new home. Let's get started. So the very first question that I start out with is, how long will it take to build this home? What is your estimated completion date? This is a super important question to know, especially for an agent, because we need to time it with your move-out date. Especially with new construction, if you're trying to sell your home and move into a new home, or maybe you're renting an apartment lease or you're renting a home and you're looking to get out of it, the agent's job is to perfectly time everything to make sure that when you get into your home, there's no hiccups along the way. So it's important to have the builder be specific on what is the estimated completion date and then hold them to the fire when that happens. So look, we've learned to ask all the right questions along the way, spending time with model homes, talking with reps. And in 2020 and 2021, there was a crazy time where new building and new construction was just so rampant that it was super important to have the completion dates, because with supplies kind of being delayed and moving out, this is a very important piece. So this is one of the reasons why we emphasize this as the first one when we're asking these questions. So the second one that we normally ask will be, what is the builder or the manufacturer warranties that are provided with this house? Look, most new construction homes come with at least one or more warranties that can protect you in the event of a mishap early on, including like a short-term one or the whole house warranty or a longer structure warranty. What you want to do is you want to ask what the warranties include and how long they will last. So when looking for new construction homes and new builders is, what are the standard finishes? Ask what type of finishes are included, and better yet, go through the model unit with the sales representative and have them point out what standards that they have and what are the upgrades. This is one of the important things with your agent being there, because they will try to sell you certain packages, but you need to know what finishes are you looking for, because sometimes when they show you the model home, they will say a price and there could be a little trickery around there. Most of the home builders are honest people, but remember, they're looking to make money as much as the next person. So you really want your agent to be there to not only check on what are the standard finishes, but what are the upgrades that you might be looking for. Remember, most buyers get, especially first-time home buyers, will get 70% of their wants. So you want to make sure that it makes sense for your budget with your upgrades. So have your agent there to consult just in case you're unsure on what you can afford and what you're looking for. Okay, so the fourth question I usually have my buyers ask is, what appliances are provided by the builder? Because in terms of appliances, you probably will have to make some purchases on your own, such as washer and dryers and refrigerators. Whether you're getting new construction or an older home, it's important to have an agent look over this contract. There has been many times where a seller or a listing agent or a representative will say they provide something, but on the contract, it's not there. It's very important to have an agent look over to make sure that it is included in the sale. So remember, always ask what appliances are provided by the builder and then check the contract. So when you're looking to build your new home, you should always ask the builder, and this is my fifth question, is will landscaping be included? Look, some builders include the basic yard work, while others will leave you with unfinished land that becomes your responsibility to landscape. And generally, it must be completed in a set amount of time per the contract. So this is something you really want to ask about. Ask whether landscaping is included, and if so, what does that entail? Is there some sort of warranty on the material so that if your newly sodded grass dies right away or some other mishap occurs, Maybe you would be responsible for fixing it or not be responsible. That's important that you look over that part, because we are coming up to the spring season. So this is a great time to know that. But if you're in the winter or in the fall, these are things that are important to know. So another question number six, that I usually tell my buyers to ask, or I ask with them, is there an HOA or a homeowner's rules or regulations? So even if there is no homeowner's association for the development, the builder may set some guidelines as far as what's allowed and what's not on the property. For example, you may not be able to use a particular type of fencing, or maybe install a shed in your backyard, or maybe take down a certain tree. It's really better to ask the question early and know what to expect than to move in and find out that you can't do certain plans that you had for that space. I know as a homeowner personally, myself, when I moved into a new construction neighborhood, there was a tree that was kind of oddly placed on our property. And so my idea was to remove that and put it in a different position on the property. But we found out later that we are not allowed to touch it. So this is very important when it comes to buying a home, especially new construction, on understanding the rules and regulations of the home and the neighborhood. Okay, so my seventh question that I normally get, and a lot of people forget to ask this, is there a cost escalation clause in the contract? Basically, a cost escalation clause allows the builder to charge you for any unanticipated costs that arise as a result of necessary labor or materials. So for instance, so if lumber prices go up before the builder has purchased the materials, or for your flooring, or maybe an unexpected delay adds in a few weeks into your build, you're on the line for those costs. So this is important to know this in the contract. A lot of people miss this part. I know in 2021, when it was crazy with building, a lot of extra costs were going into new home builders. So you might have a budget on what you want to build the home. They may talk about the price, but you got to check to see if there is a cost escalation clause in the contract. Okay, so my last two questions, 8 and 9, are usually the ones that buyers want to know first. So question number 8 that I usually ask is, are there any financial incentives for using the builder's preferred lender? So some builders out there offer discounts on closing costs if you obtain a mortgage through the company that they have a relationship with. So there are some lenders out there, especially new home builders, that will buy down your interest rate. Especially right now in the San Antonio market, when we are in a buyer's market, they are willing to go above and beyond to get you to buy their home. So what happened is in 2020 and 2021, it was a crazy time. So many buyers on the market that they couldn't build the homes fast enough. They had to deny people from getting new homes. And now what they did is they built and built and built, and the market has flipped. So now they have a lot of inventory on there, and they are looking to give these deals away. So one of them is checking with the preferred lender, and they are willing to buy down your interest rate, which means if, let's just say it's at 6.5 right now, well, they may buy it down a point or two at closing, so that for the first couple of years, you only have to pay a certain interest rate. Of course, you can always refinance this at a later time, but this is one of the big incentives that they do when purchasing a new home. And so this is where the ninth question kind of comes along, is, are there any builder credits available? So as I was saying, if you use their loan officer, can you get a deduction? Are there any credits that you can use towards closing costs? Because a lot of them out there right now are willing to pay your closing costs, or the majority of it, or a large portion of it. Can you get a price reduction? Absolutely, you can. A lot of people think that the price that they give is the price that it is. This is where having an agent is super important when in negotiation, because they will tell you a lot of these things. They'll even probably give you a discount on the price, but then add in fees in other areas. So not only can they do closing costs and a price reduction, but you also can get a lower interest rate and get a little bit of credit if you use their lender. So there's a lot of different options that an agent can kind of help you with through the contract. So if you are looking to buy a home, new construction right now is really hot. So make sure that you are able to look over all these questions that I'm giving you, so that you can make the right decision for your family. So those are just some of the 9 questions every home buyer should ask when building a new home or when buying from a new home builder. This is why having a realtor to represent you is so important. Not only do we know the right questions to ask, but we've helped so many buyers navigate this process. We've had the experience with new home builders. No matter what the sales rep says, you will not save money without an agent. You need someone to watch over the contract to make sure there's not added costs, because unfortunately some builders do that. Look, we are no cost to you as a buyer's agent, and they know it. Agents understand what to look out for and how to protect you as a buyer. So if you are living in San Antonio and looking to move either in San Antonio or the surrounding areas, and are looking maybe for new home builders, or you're looking to build your new home, I am more than happy to help you in the process. Just message me today to talk about new builders, areas of town, maybe the timeline, and financial options that can help you and your family. Okay, so that'll do it for this episode of the Bear With Me podcast. We appreciate all your love and support, and we will talk to you soon on the next episode of the Bear With Me podcast. Take care, guys.